Previously on the Tenote Pokemon podcast, our heroes had a fiery showdown with Team Unity. There were some interesting reveals and some impressive power plays. Are Lee and Danny ready for an actual gym battle, though? What will Cade do now, knowing that Team Unity is also after the Lucardos family secret stashes? Let's find out together as the journey continues. At the end of last session, you all squared off with Team Unity. You prevented them from escaping with a truck full of supplies, but they managed to escape using some Pokemon that knew teleport. Danny saw his friend slash new advisor, Leticia, fighting on Team Unity's side, and she in turn judged him for having a Lucardo as a companion. You accidentally set the building on fire, but Cade, Danny, and Egbert managed to snatch some items before you fled. Danny got a sticky note, basically saying that Boss wants the stash in Del Aro that was hastily scribbled on it. Cade found a book, and Egbert spotted a row of like yellow garbage cans that had small signs on top that read, "Too many Pokeballs wasting your personal space? Donate them to a trainer in need." And they were all tipped over, and one of them had a Pokeball inside, and Egbert snatched that. You all managed to get out of the burning building, and also kept it from being completely demolished by a Draco Meteor. Berta called the fire department, and we're going to come back to you basically them putting out the blaze and Berta basically telling you that she's going to work with the fire department, the police, and everything. And she's going to try and figure out what's on the computers that were left in the truck. But she's going to kind of head figuring out what they were doing here in the city. She's going to talk with Officer Jenny and explain things, and basically you all were encouraged to get some rest and meet with her back in the morning at the Pelago Packaging Service offices. What would you guys like to do tonight? Are you all headed back to the hostel? Would you like to get your Pokemon healed up? What's everybody wanting to do right now?
I'll go with option B of going to the hospital, get everyone healed up, go to a little Pokemon Center, make sure we're all good, recoup, and then maybe treat everyone to a nice hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
To make
a chocolate,
yeah.
You say?
Oh, yeah. Now we're on the same page, Grunkle.
I gotta make it up to Egg. You know, I knocked it out of his hands before. I might do it again.
Egbert just has like a 1,000-yard stare.
Egbert, I will say the Pokeball that you found, the light on the front is pulsing, indicating there is a Pokemon inside. Did you want to let that out, or did you just want to take that to Nurse Joy?
Now that we're in a safe place, I would like to let them out.
Ooh!
You throw out this Pokeball, and it is a small, very poofy-feathered little bird Pokemon. It's got a little red and white feather sticking out of its forehead. If you want, you can either use a Pokedex to identify it, or Pokeknowledge.
Knowledge.
I'm going to go with Pokeknowledge on this one.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
24. That is a perfect. 19 plus 5, 24.
This is a Rufflet.
Oh, sick.
A Rufflet.
And with your control V, there we go. There he is, that little guy. And with your 24, I'm going to let it kind of roll into maybe a poke handling part. It is in bad condition. You can see patches of feathers are missing from it. You can see that some of its like feathers are a little singed, like they've maybe been struck with fire, even though it wasn't let out in the burning building. And Nurse Joy immediately spots it and is like, "What have you done to this poor creature?" I don't know why I paused like that.
Nothing. I didn't. He was like that when I found him, I swear.
Yeah, back off, lady.
And as it comes out of its ball, Rufflet immediately like raises its wings to try and cover its face. And it is visibly afraid of pretty much everything.
I think Egbert's gonna try to do a poke handling check to try to comfort him, be like, hey little guy, it's okay, you're not in danger, we're just here to help.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
22. Yo, that's my boy.
22.
You get down on its level, and maybe Dr. Pipper's out. I don't know. Do you have him out all the time, or does he live in his Pokeball?
I think with everything that's been going on, I think Dr. Pipper would still be out with me.
Okay. Then together you are both able to let its guards down a little bit. It gets close to you. It sees you as a friendly face, and it nuzzles against you because it sees you're not a threat to it right now. And this, it does the same to Dr. Pipper. And Nurse Joy, seeing this, is going to be a little less indignant, and she's going to ask, okay, is that yours, or what? Where did you find it?
Well, he was in the Pokeball. We found the Pokeball. It was in a burning building, and we got him. I guess we got him out, but I don't know who he belongs to. It was in a donation box, I think. I'm not entirely sure what that was, but yeah.
And just for a kind of a retroactive thing, I believe I've never mentioned these before until the end of last episode, but these little like donation boxes are scattered hither around the city in a few spots. They're mostly for people like they said, they're supposed to be for people who have extra Pokeballs or stuff to like donate it to others. That you found them in the warehouse mostly empty can let you infer whatever you so desire. But Nurse Joy, she's going to take Rufflet, if you're okay with that, and take it to the back where her Audino can help heal it and help it get back to full health.
Yes, I believe that would be for the best. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. As it's getting heals, she does come back out and talk to you. She thinks she knows who the trainer is because he has stopped in a few times before. He has a reputation here in Puente Dodd for pushing his Pokemon to their limits. Last time he was in to this Pokemon Center, he mentioned a Rufflet, but he left for Costa del Zafira a few weeks ago for a big contest that's happened up there in a month's time or so. She thinks it might be his, but it's not like there's no like big registry of who has what Pokemon.
Rufflet isn't chipped.
You gotta microchip your Pokemon. You have to. Like, and then if they get scanned at the next Pokemon Center, they'll know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's got a this Rufflet has a little tag around its heel, like you see pigeons have those little like tags.
Whoa, it's got a message. Got a little message.
You know, I'd have to think about how that would actually work, but there's no way to tell if it's actually his unless you go like confront him, but he's not here in town anymore.
Well, I don't believe he would mind if we were to care for his Rufflet for a little while he's gone.
Nurse Joy looks at you like, yeah, you seem like a much more positive influence. I will say that's the, just from an initial examination, the damage is a bit extensive. Like the feather coat is going to take a long time to grow back in places just because it's got very deep damage. And when she brings it out, Rufflet is wearing a sweater just because they had to shave some of the feathers off. And I wish I had like a cool picture of a Rufflet with a sweater on, but maybe our fans could make some sort of art of that.
Is the Rufflet happy about this new sweater or no?
He's asleep.
Okay.
So not discontent enough to stay awake about it. Are you going to take care of this or are you going to have someone else take care of it? Adrian, I'll leave that up to you.
Well,
so I can throw.
I like the little guy. I do like a little. I mean, I seem like we're going to be starting accruing a team of birds here.
Birds.
Birds. I mean, honestly,
the bird is the word.
My sources tell me that the bird may in fact be the word.
What?
My lord, news from the deep front. The bird is the word.
Good heavens. Yeah. Good heavens. I knew it.
Went from like British dude to like Teddy Roosevelt.
So oh, good heavens. So the rumors are true.
Hands shaking, paper crumpling. Dear God, no!
By the gods. Actually, Agber, this Rufflet might be really good for you. Because Rufflet love fighting. They just, they love it.
Are they fighters?
Oh, they're scrappy little birds. They're scrappy birdies.
Well, I'm not keen for confrontation and combat in that aspect myself, but it seems like he could use some assistance in his in healing here. So I'm happy to take him under my wing per se in the meantime.
Dude, first off, that was hilarious. Under your wing, I dabbed on Egbert.
I've been working on Tight Five.
Yeah, honestly, I'd listen to a whole 30 minutes of this, but, you know, I think the Rufflet would just set it out in battle. It'd take care of itself. I don't think you need to freak out. We gotta get you some more birds, dude.
Yeah, I'm just gonna turn into the bird man.
Well, you've got a Scraggy and a Litwick, so you're not the huge bird. You're not a bird, bird like, keeper.
Like, well, you know Scraggy's cool.
Scraggy's pretty cool. A bird. I think a bird duo is probably in the pocket. You know, just two little bird buds.
A penguin and an eagle. I don't know what those things are. I've only heard of them in from a faraway land. But that's a pretty good combo.
Is that what he is? He looks like a pigeon. Not that I know what that is, but he looks like a pigeon.
I don't know what a pigeon is. I'm pretty sure it's, you know, you probably spell it, write it down how it sounds. But I have no idea what a pigeon is. I know what a pedove is.
I know what a pidgey is.
We just lift off. We
imagine
lift
both
off
of those, but
for 20 minutes.
Everybody put their Pokemon to max HP. And everybody returns to their rooms and sleeps for the night. As we're sleeping, we do need to ask an important question. Our icebreaker question. I've already rolled the random wheel. And first off, Danny, what is your preferred mode of transportation?
If it's by my Pokemon, then Meteor. Meteor shall carry
me. It could literally be anything.
Oh, anything? Easily Braviary.
Okay.
Or Corviknight Taxi. Quite luxurious. Flying around. I just like flying.
That is pretty fun. Just avoid Galar. Or not Galar. What is it? The place where Corviknights are hunted. Yeah, Paldea. By magical princesses. With giant
with
hammers.
Big hands. Yeah, not even Pokemon. Just regular people. It's crazy. Insane.
Yeah, magical princesses hunting Pokemon are such a nuisance out there.
Cade, what is your preferred mode of transportation?
Yeah, I mean, Cade just really likes a bike. If he can have a bike, he can get anywhere, you know?
Would he have one of those weird bikes from like Sword and Shield where the tires inflate to go on water, or just like an acro bike from the normal games?
Yeah, just a normal acro bike. Just when you chain up so you don't. You hope someone doesn't steal, and then you come back to it and ride it around. That's all.
All right, Lee, what's your preferred mode of transportation?
You know, Lee's pretty quick on his feet. I'm going to say he's a walk-in man, honestly. He just prefers to enjoy the environment around him. And, you know, if he doesn't have a vehicle, then there's nothing to track him.
That's crazy.
All right. Bro likes huffing it.
Yeah.
But then you leave footprints.
Not true. I also conveniently sweep up behind me. No trail left behind.
His favorite mode of transportation is walking while also sweeping.
Walking backwards and sweeping.
Yeah. Stopping. Walking off the grid.
Egbert, what's your preferred mode of transportation?
Egbert's preferred mode of transportation, without a doubt, while not necessarily like the most efficient at getting from place to place on like a day-to-day thing, his favorite way to get from one place to another when he has the opportunity is by Segway.
Are we talking like, are we thinking like full-on like Weird Al Segway? Like the whole like...
I don't know what Weird Al.
Weird Al Segway. What the hell?
I'm talking like early 2000s. Those Segways with like the little like the two wheelers with like little handlebars that you just kind of lean forward and you just start.
Oh, like kind of looks like.
Yeah, but like in the white nerdy music video.
2000s. Yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Like full getup, like helmet.
Yeah, with like a helmet. Track suit. Yeah. Elbow pads. Yeah. Paul Blart Segway. Yeah.
Okay, and Joy, what's your preferred mode of transportation?
Teleportation.
Do you have you ever teleported?
Absolutely. It was one day we were in crunch time, and there was packages that needed to be all over the place, but I haven't been traveling that much, so I don't know that many places. But Macaron's dad... Did we ever give him a name?
Macaron.
The guy of the Pellico Packing Company, the overseer.
Your boss.
That's Lamar. The overseer of the Pellico Packing Company. His other character. My
boss. The overseer of the Pellico
Packing Company. Is that your other character?
My boss has a Gengar. Shiny, all white. It's beautiful. Love it. So we were in crunch time. I needed to get around. That thing knows plenty of this region, and it just kind of sent me all over the place. I've never worked so hard in my life, and it was wonderful.
I hate to do this to you, Lamar, but I don't think Gengar can learn teleport.
You sure?
Ooh,
yeah. Pretty sure.
That Gengar was hacked.
Weirdly, Venomoth can.
Venomoth?
What? No fucking way.
Yeah, by TM, Butterfree, Venomoth,
Gen 1 shenanigans, yeah.
Arcanine? Really? Arcanine knows teleport? Do we just excel speed right into where we need to be?
It can learn it in Gen 1 and Gen 7.
Hi.
So I'm sorry, Lamar, but no, you can't have it.
Ah, boo!
Yeah, Butterfree too. What the fuck?
If he has a different Pokemon, I'll allow it. He could have, like, a Beehive.
Baby girl, it's a made-up world. He probably has them all.
Chansey, too? What the fuck?
I was just saying a name Starmie, that sounds Mr. like it Mime. Should know teleport, but I'm not going to pull up boy. The registry to Magmar do the double Electabuzz? Check and see what does and what does not. That's not happening.
What the fuck? Bonk. Magneton? What the fuck? Cloyster?
Yeah, it's an interesting list. You can either redo the answer or just choose a different Pokemon.
Yeah, pick a Pokemon from that list.
Okay. He'll have a Beehive because those are weird.
Or Abra, I guess. Abra, Alakazam.
Okay. You'll wake up in the morning. I need to overnight. Because we kind of talked about it briefly in text. But I need to talk to Cade.
Yes.
You learned that the Team Unity knows that there's a stash in Del Aro, which is what you're headed for next. What do you want to do?
I'm going to sleep the very minimum amount, and then I am running to Del Aro.
Okay. Are you telling anyone? Are you going solo? What's your plan?
Really quick, can I ask, I don't remember if you told me last episode, what the book was that I picked up from the building.
You're right. I did not tell you about that. It is, let me get my notes. It is a copy of The Vanished Land, Rediscovering My Ancient Heritage by G.A. Licardo and A. Prince. If you want, you can do a history check.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will.
12? Okay. Okay. With a 12, this is a history book written by Genevieve Licardo, your, I want to say, like, great-grandmother? Something like that? Or yeah. This is the first half details basically the expedition to rediscover Tenote. Bunch of people discovered that they had heritage that led back to a mysterious island that nobody had heard of or that everybody had forgotten about. And the ones leading the expedition, according to this book, were the Licardos and the Princes. And they give credit to some other family names, but those are the big two. It was published maybe a year landing after everybody landed back on the island. And the Licardo family, like, made it pretty much the definitive history text. And it is pretty much entirely pro-Licardo propaganda to try and make people think that they were the ones responsible for the entire thing.
Now, with that history check, would you say that I have either been read parts of this book?
Yes, you know this book. You probably have seen a copy of it in your family home. You know, and because you've been taught this in school, and probably because you've done your own research, because you live above a bookstore, that it is, they made up a whole bunch of it. And there's so many ways of disproving the claims made in it. But up until the Licardos were ousted from power, this was the truth that basically everybody believed. The papers and stuff that have been stuck inside of this well-worn copy, they're pointing out faults in the history. If you want, you can do a insight check to see a little bit more about that.
Yes.
A 10. Okay. Studying it for a little while, you're trying to get rested up for the night. This is more a critique of the work and not necessarily a breakdown of why it's wrong. Like, they're criticizing some of the editing choices, some of the wording choices, but not the actual substance of the book. So you could possibly guess that the writer of the notes is possibly pro-Licardo, like pro-old family.
Yeah.
But it doesn't explicitly state whose this copy is.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm probably going to shove it to, like, the very bottom of my bag. Because, like, I would burn it, but I don't want to burn books. That sounds heinous. But, you know, I also don't... I don't want this book.
Okay. And it might come in handy down the road. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. To see how much rest you actually wind up getting, let's do a constitution check. And the higher it is, the more rested you feel early on. I think that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I got a 19.
19? Yeah. As your Pokemon... Did your Pokemon get hurt at all?
No, not that I know of.
No? Okay. You go back to the hostel. You take maybe a quick nap. It's been a long day, but you have just an excess of energy right now because you want to get going.
Adrenaline, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's maybe midnight, 1 o'clock when you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm going to set out. Do you talk to anybody before you go, or what's your plan?
Yeah, I'm going to look over at Egg and see if he's still awake.
Egbert, would you be awake?
What time is it again?
About 1 o'clock in the morning.
I think he would be.
Okay, well, if he is awake, I'm gonna like just be like, "Hey, dude, I'm out of here. I gotta get over to Delaro. You're welcome to join if you want to, but like, I gotta go."
Well, you're leaving right now?
Yeah, those other guys were like, gonna go get the stash. I need to beat them there.
How far is that from here? That are you sure you can't wait till morning?
It's about a day and a half's walk, so maybe a couple hours drive.
Yeah, I need to go now.
Okay, if I mean, if you have to go, then I'll go with you.
Kate already knows about the other stash, or that they want to go for it. Okay.
From your note, you shared it with the group, and I went, "Oh, I gotta go."
And with his texts with his mysterious benefactor, he knows there is a stash in the Ringed City, which is right beside Delaro.
How much is a bike here? Like, how expensive would a bike be?
Let's do a quick Bulbapedia search to see if there's any established prices.
You're not going to find anything because it's $1 million and or...
It is a million poke dollar.
$1 million bike.
Yep, $1 million
How much? Bike. How much do you have, Cade?
I have 2,500. Is there like a Facebook marketplace? Is there
like a rideshare?
Some guys standing on the street that I could give $20 to, like some
Craigslist, you know, something.
You know what? Let's roll chance. Just roll me a d20, and we'll say 8 or above. You can get one for 2,000 poke dollars.
$20. Wow,
A nat 20?
Huge.
Okay, you're walking out on the street. You're like, maybe there's an open store. And then just some dude rides past. And he's like, hey, are you looking to buy a bicycle? I totally have this one.
Yeah, would you take 1,500 poke dollars for it?
That for sure sounds like he stole it.
Yeah.
You can definitely have it for 1,500.
Hey, kid, you want to buy a bike right now?
He'll take it for 1,500.
This isn't weird at all.
You gotta leave town, okay?
You gotta leave right now with it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm out of here.
And then he vanishes into the night. You now have a bicycle.
Does this bike have pegs on the back?
Yes, well, with a natural 20.
Oh
yes.
My god.
Yes.
Oh my god. Right.
I roll back up to the hostel, do like a little brake slide. I'm like, hop on, egg, let's go.
Oh man.
Okay. Oh, and he doesn't hesitate. He jumps right on.
I kind of wish there was like a bike basket on it so Egbert could be like ET, just like pull blanket over
him. No, that's your spot, buddy.
Egbert also notably has no thoughts about the interaction he just witnessed.
I do need both of you to do some. Cade, I'm going to have you do a athletics check to see if you can, you know, ride with him balanced on the back. And Adrian, I need you to do an acrobatics check to see if you can get on without major issue.
Okay, that is 13 for my athletics. Okay.
Sorry, I was confused for a second. I was just like, plus 5 to acrobatics, and I realized I was looking at a Pokemon.
10, awesome, okay.
15 plus 17? 2, 17.
Very nice, okay. So, 13 and 17, those are pretty decent rolls. You are both able to get this bike moving. You're balanced on the back. It's a little awkward. You don't know how long you can sustain it, but you're going to get there with a good start. With a 10, I'm assuming you've all retracted your Pokemon, but there is a basket on the front for, let's maybe, I don't know, a foot wide and a couple feet across. Like, it's big enough to fit a small Pokemon if you so desire.
All right, who's riding in the basket? Houndour or no, sorry, not Houndour. He's too big. I would say Kung Fu or Pepper.
Oh, that would be adorable.
Pepper would be
I was
so
honestly
cute.
Imagining Houndour just sitting on the front, like, as you're riding.
No, I would be like, he wouldn't be too comfortable there, so I'd take him back. But, like, Kung Fu just being, like, captain of the ship, like, onward, like.
Or just grumpily sitting there.
Yeah.
Arms crossed. Like, secretly
do
enjoying it,
but not. Do a Pokehandling check to see how well Kung Fu's going to take to this. 11. It'll sit in the basket. It's going to cross its legs and kind of pout for a bit because he's just got that little pouty face.
Yeah.
but he's not going to, like, jump out or run away or anything. He might, as you're going on, enjoy it a little more. But you two set out into the night along the well-lit paths that are built between most towns, because we live in a good society.
Definitely. Yeah.
I would like you to do one more athletics check, Emily, just to see how far you get before you just feel exhausted and you both set up like a camp.
You got it. Let me see.
Hey, we haven't really considered this. Are we telling the rest of the gang?
We'll write him a note. That's 14.
14? Awesome. You get a good solid, I'd say 3 miles, 3-4 miles out of town along this path. It takes maybe a little while to get out of the town itself. 3 miles doesn't actually sound like too much on a bicycle, does it?
No. I would argue 5 miles.
We'll say you get, I'm going to say a quarter of the way there. That way we don't have to physically establish how far the distance actually is.
Yeah.
You get through a good few hours along. You'll probably, if you take a rest now and you wake up in the morning, you could get to Delaro by nightfall, probably.
Yeah, I think that's good. Do a little camp. We can do a full 8 hours and then hoof it the rest of the way.
Sounds good. I need to write this down. Then, just as you guys are setting up camp for the day, we are going to return to Puente Dodd, where the rest of the group is waking up for the morning. I know Danny's a early riser normally. Would he rise up early like this? I should ask the same of JoJo as well.
Always. Always up and at him. Like, way too early.
For sure.
Yeah.
After last night, the adrenaline's probably still, like, fresh in the veins, so was dying to wake up to get the more early morning exercise and jog and all the other fun stuff.
Nora's also up. You do your jog, and Nora is actually, she's passing by your hotel. Would you have told her where you're staying?
Yes.
Okay. Then she is definitely not necessarily lurking and waiting for you, but she was hoping to catch you as you were starting your jog. And she is, I'm not for, with a 17, she's very peppy. Even after last night, she talks about the gym battle she had. She actually won against the challenger. It was close, but she was glad to, like, represent the gym, the new gym leader here in Puente Dodd. And you guys, she's just very talkative this morning. Danny, you're awake. Lee, would you be awake too?
I think so, yeah. No. Okay. I'm an early bird.
Okay. What are your guys' plans for the morning? I do have something that's going to happen, but you guys have a little time yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no? I didn't think we were going to get this far.
What do you mean? Say that out loud.
I don't have any idea of what we're supposed to be doing. Like,
well, we're supposed to go take B to the airport so I can go to Alola.
Yeah, that's another time. Danny, what say you and I take a night, not a night out. Let's take a day out on the town. We got our first battle coming up. Let's go have some fun.
Danny just thinks about everything that's happened. Yeah, just getting dragged along, pulling him up
real close under the shoulder, like, "Ah, oh, this is gonna be good. We gotta go de-stress before our big fight. Your first big fight in the ring. You and me." And I'm like poking him on the chest every time I say something in the ring, Danny.
You just see more sweat.
Two compadres, two peas in a pods.
Tea pocket.
Two diglets, we're missing a trio. A don't duo.
don't duo. Well, we could have just said don't duo, right?
Sure.
You stuck your finger in my mouth. That was
yeah, I missed a little bit. I'm sorry on that.
You really just jammed it in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't miss. That was awful, Grunkle. I love you.
Shush. That's when I'm putting my finger back over there. Shush. Danny. Danny, what's the one thing you wanted to do in this town?
Huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is there like a bulletin board downstairs with like fun events going on in town that we could do to de-stress before our battle?
Yeah. I do need to ask, do you notice that Cade and Egbert are gone?
Nah, I don't care.
I think Danny's a little distracted right now, just getting really just bombarded with Grunkle's efforts. But I think as soon as he sees the bulletin board.
Let's see, this is the day after the Jubilee Festival, so people are going to be cleaning up. There's a list of restaurants that you can visit. There's a lot of good food here in Puente Dad. There's a jogging path that loops the entire city. There's the gym, of course.
Yeah, it's a lot of physical activity.
There's a library. Would they have a video game arcade? Let's say. Well,
I know Egbert would love that library. Maybe we should ask him to come with us. I wonder if he's up.
I'm gonna look at my wallet and be like, "Nah, sorry, man. I only got enough money for like two."
Oh, well, I'm sure he has his own money. Maybe I didn't even wake him up. I knew that Cade would be extra grumpy if I woke him up.
Danny, I'm going to give Danny I'm going to get down on one knee, put my hands on his shoulders. Danny.
Yeah?
I hate to tell you this, buddy.
Uh-huh.
We all find it really annoying when you wake us up.
What? You do?
We all hate it. Danny, I'm sorry.
From, like, beaming.
I hate to burst your bubble, but boy, do we hate it.
What do you mean? I have the problem.
God, it's the worst.
I was hoping to get a cool nickname. Everybody. Everyone could call me the Bugle Boy or something.
That's not a good thing. You don't want to be the Bugle Boy.
Well, then at least let me be the Bagel Boy. And I can
Danny,
just, you know,
Danny, that's like being worse than the Narc.
Oh. I'd never Narc.
And that's why we're not going to go there. You're one step above. It's Bugle Boy. And then Narc.
See, Danny has a borderline panic.
No. No.
I'm okay, almost Danny. A Narc, and then I have to go do a gym battle today, too. Grunkle today.
Well, a gym battle's a good thing. So let's go do something. Is there like a skinny cafe? Danny would like. Oh, wait, are you allergic to cats?
Yeah.
Shit. You got a pill
Pokemon
for that?
Or hypoallergenic?
The what?
All Pokemon are hypoallergenic.
And yet I'm
except
still allergic.
Except if they're like using stun spores at you.
Okay.
So there's no Pokemon food allergy.
Damn.
Oh, there is.
So only
just
when
don't
we
know
ingest
it.
Them.
It just hasn't been discovered.
Yeah.
Danny, you're going to be the convenient. First.
Wow.
Patient zero of the shellfish allergy.
Yeah. Good news. We've named a new disease after you.
Well, yeah. You've done it. You've done the impossible.
You have the D'Angelo.
All of his allergies are just psychosomatic.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Danny, you want to go to a skinny cafe?
I would love nothing more than go to a skinny cafe.
I knew you would. With Meowth. Wait.
I take out Meowth. She's just looking ragged as fuck.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. All right, we're going to go to the little skinny cafe, I guess.
Okay. Along the way, both of you do non-threatening perception checks. I know the last time I've had you do those, you're getting like attacked by people, but this is just to see if you spot Nora.
I got a 15.
I got a 15.
Oh, no, wait. We just hit it at the same time. Sorry, I can't read.
I think while I'm looking around, I think Danny does look back at the hostel as we're leaving. And just like, it's kind of like, I really wanted to invite Egbert. Hey, why are these tire marks here? Hey, where's my freaking bike?
You stole my ding dang bike.
Yeah, I rode it one time and it's gone. Oh man, I just pegged it too.
With a 15, you are looking around, and Lee, you're mostly concerned when you're looking for the cafe. Danny, you spot jogging down the street. I should ask, does Joy Joy have like a jogging suit or any special?
Oh, here? Absolutely.
Okay. He spots Nora and Joy Joy jogging down the street, looking very professional jogger worth, and it's gross.
Yeah, I think I think Danny just takes out like his wallet and says under his breath, as soon as he sees Nora, he's like, "Ugh, this bitch." And just puts it in the jar. Wow. Of his own volition, just this bitch.
Can I do a perception to see if I hear Danny?
Yes, definitely.
No.
And can I give him a thumbs up?
He swears.
I give him a thumbs up.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just looks away. So guilty looking.
She did spot y'all, and Nora is gonna jog over to you. She's a bit out of breath, like, "Oh good, I'm glad I found you guys. Good morning."
Yeah, morning.
I need to find my notes so I know exactly what I need to say.
Yeah, you might want to read them. So passive aggressive.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So last night was a lot, but that was awesome. I've never like burned down a building or anything. That was super cool.
Stick with us. We got jackets. We'll start a club.
What? No.
Daddy. Oh shit! There's like a big old bug in my room.
Pokemon in the real life.
Quick, catch it.
Make it fight for you.
I love that he just used. He uses Grunkle voice in real life. Just...
No, that's a method actor.
Oh shit. So funny.
Oh shit, okay. It's gone.
Yeah, I caught it.
Ooh, you motherfucker.
No. So I've got slightly awkward things to talk about. In my opinion, as the gym leader, I think you guys deserve the badge already. You worked together, you stood by each other, you used your Pokemon really well. But I talked with the president of the league, and he was like, "No. This is your second day. You can't just be handing out badges."
Hey, listen, I wasn't really paying attention to the second half of that. I heard you say we deserved it though, and that's great news.
I agree.
Fork it over, Toots. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fork it over, Toots.
No, Danny, we don't say that word.
Oh.
It's demeaning.
I was going to do something nice, but I don't know if I want to anymore. If you're going
to
treat me
like this. We're trying to do better.
I'll burn down your building. I didn't say that.
Who
said that?
We've done it once. Am I right? Give him a little box again.
I can't just give you the badges right now for free. There has to be a battle. But regardless of the outcome, you're getting the badge. Like, I can do... the battle just has to be done.
Oh!
Like, that's gym leader's prerogative. I hope you...
So, won. Like, if we just go in and throw the towel, we basically get out of here faster.
I mean, no. That would be boring.
But you said...
Yeah,
I did say, but also that would be boring.
God.
You know?
So we could
you
just,
think
like...
you know someone.
Okay,
you so think people are true to their word.
I'm very battle-averse. I do not really condone Pokemon battling, so... I'm only helping my Grunkle here. So how about this? We act like it. You go down to the first hit. Grunkle's amazing, and we just carry on.
Danny, I swear to God, you're becoming my little favorite.
Oh, Grunkle,
you're learning so much so fast.
Just
you can do a persuasion check with disadvantage, because this is something she is entirely, she loves battles. So this is going entirely against her nature if you actually want to try this.
Can I will go for a persuasion as well, if possible.
Can I take out Mini?
No. You've already said the thing, so...
Fuck, it's okay, I've got this, I got this. Me, all
right.
Me time.
No, it's plus, it's Danny who said it, so...
And I can help him.
Okay.
I'm going to say DC 17.
That's a nat one.
Okay.
And,
it doesn't matter.
That's an 18. That's an 18.
That would have mattered, but I said disadvantage, so... Nat one. Come on, guys. This, we can just have fun with it. I'm making you a really cool, really good deal here. And I was going to also, like, after take you out for a farewell dinner. Like, we can invite Kate and Egbert. And
Danny, listen, you come for money, but you don't understand. A free meal? That's like a free meal. You're on, Toots. Again, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better.
I think Danny's
going
just
on
like
your bill.
Danny just fucking sighs and rolls his eyes and just gives Grunkle like the biggest side eye to like everything she's saying. Just okay, yeah, whatever.
Wow, Danny's less fun now.
I mean, as long as Kate and Egbert get to come.
Yeah, that's what I just. And JoJo is of course invited too.
Oh yeah, duh. Like we're a whole team or something, and we'd never.
Hey, you mind if I invite my cousin Mikey? He sells bikes around here.
I remember Uncle Mikey.
<That's>, Uncle Yo, Mikey's Mikey, bike Mikey. Shop, yeah.
bike.
You God. See, just across the street from the hostel is Uncle Mike's bikes, and it's got police tape cordoning it off.
No, we were just there
apparently
yesterday.
There was a break-in last night.
No. My bike, I've had it up outside, I put cool pegs on it, and a little basket so I can ET a Pokemon, and it's just gone. This is your town? You're letting this place go to... pardon my Kalosian language here, but shit! I put a dollar in the jar.
And that's why I, as the new gym leader, am gonna turn this town around. It's going to be the best town ever.
Well, you can do that.
I'm going to cut that. I don't want that.
I'm going to Leave it in. Hey,
he's not a politician.
Yeah. Go a little vigilanteism.
I'll be at the gym whenever you guys are ready. I'm headed back there now. Bye-bye. And she's going to jog off.
Bye. Actually, Danny didn't say anything. The reverse Irish goodbye just doesn't say anything. While
so, now that that's over, skitties.
Now you're talking. Dap them up.
Two fellas dapping each other up and going to pet a cat.
Yeah, we're going to go to the skitty cafe. We're going to make her wait.
Oh, I knew you'd like skitties, Danny. You know I always like you more.
Yeah. I love my Grunkle. We just work hand in hand.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll just have to add it then. Skitty, according... I don't have it in the Pokedex, so I have to add it now.
Oh, shit, are they not? You know, oh, shit.
You know what? It'll be a non-native, and it's just like a branch of a similar shop. From like
it's like
different...
imported goods and stuff. Dang, dude. Dang. Yeah, okay. This is some bougie shit now. Sorry, swear dollar.
Yes, thank you. Just hold out the jar. Okay. I mean, like, I'm pretty used to, like, imported Pokemon, but, I mean, are there, like, any really, really old Skitties here?
There's a couple Delcatty that are a little worse for wear.
No.
Yeah, both.
Is it all Skitties?
Delcatty are okay. It's Perugly that are, like...
No.
Perugly is fine. We're okay with Perugly. But that thing, we just point at Delcatty. That thing.
Ugh!
Ugh.
Keep it away!
Ugh, no. Ugh. Gross. What the hell is that purple shit all over its neck? Oh, we're dark.
It's like airplane pillow cushion. That's how it sleeps on flights. How do you sleep on flights?
Like a baby?
Exactly.
Oh!
I sleep first class. High five, Grunkle.
Hey, wait, I don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Stowaway.
I need you. Let's roll D20, both of you, for chance to see how good your experience is.
A D20 for chance?
Yeah.
Right, all right, all right. I got a 4. We'll average,
a 4. Wow, Grunkle, they really like me.
I was really mostly
we'll take
coming
the average.
Danny,
it's a mediocre
anyways.
Experience.
Yeah, I already had a cat-like Pokemon. I don't know what a cat is, but I have Meowth.
I mean, that's
fair. Meowth, roll sleight of hand for Meowth.
That's a plus 5.
21. Oh! Okay, 21. Now I need you both to do perception checks against that stealth check.
What the fuck? That's a
13. Do I get any bonuses to perception? I don't. Oh, I do! Oops. Yippee!
A 10 and a 13? Nope. You don't notice it, but Meowth is maybe a little heavier as you guys are leaving the restaurant.
Oh, you're eating a lot, Meowth. Nice.
He's getting ready to evolve! He's getting so big, Danny!
I think she's just finally at a healthy weight.
Oh, that is fair. Yeah, a little scrapper out there.
I love Team Pocket. I pose. Hands on my hips. Meowth is just like doing a little like...
Yeah! You know what Team Pocket does best? They win! I'm doing the little pokey on his chest again. They win at battles, Danny! And that's why we came... Now we're all rested up. You had a great time. Although there was that weird instance with like the skinny kind of like throwing up, going a little... That was a little odd, but I mean overall... Yeah, I think you had a good time. Like a 14 out of 20 at best. And now we're ready to fight.
I mean, I wouldn't say like I'm fully rested.
What are you trying to milk out of me, huh? What are you trying to take me for?
I want to go to the library.
God damn it! All right, we're going to go to the library.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. What are you hoping to accomplish at the library?
I think Danny's still thinking about a little bit of last night, so that's why he's just kind of stalling for time, but also genuinely curious about the words that were said to him from the person who introduced himself as a prince.
From Letitia?
Yeah, from Letitia.
Okay. Then I will let you do a... Are you going to... ask for help in searching up subjects, or are you just going to try and find your own?
Absolutely. Okay. No, Danny's fully in favor of librarian.
Okay. Then you can do we'll do a history check, with advantage.
Okay.
This will be kind of what they have in their stock.
Okay. That's a 9 and then a 3.
Okay. With a 9, there are a handful of history books that are maybe a little unused. They detail like some of the lineages of like the modern families that live in Tenote, some of the founders, such as your family, the Zeppelis, or the Princes, or the Licardos, and some significant members of those families. There is a copy of the book that Cade found, which was, let me find the name again, The Vanished Land, Rediscovering My Ancient Heritage. And that one, you might not have seen that with your low history score. Maybe they might not have covered that just yet in school, just how the propagandizing of the Licardos happened during their stint in power.
Mm-hmm.
But there's it's a lot of dry stuff, I'll say. But you can check them out, and then
I guess one tidbit of info that I guess I'm think Danny's really trying to find is why, like, what is the reputation of the of the Lucardos, I guess, without the filter of his family, the family history between the Lucardos and the Zeppelis.
Oh, okay. With the Lucardo family, currently are viewed as outcasts and pretty much the dregs of society. There is one member of the family who is in any way, like in all your books, referred to in a positive way, and that's because he helped bring down the family. And that is Vinny Lucardo, who is one of the gym leaders.
Okay.
Like, he has done so much work to try and undo the bad reputation of the family.
Grunkle, what's a dreg?
What?
A dreg.
A dragon?
No, a dreg. Because I'm kind of reading this stuff about Lucardos. Yeah, a drag. Oh, so they're drags. They're the drags of society.
You know,
that was just my synopsis. That's not the actual wording.
A drag?
I don't know. It sounded kind of mean.
I don't even know. I mean,
like I don't know.
Sometimes
like,
that's the stuff left at the bottom of a cup.
I could see that. But like even that too, that should be.
It's like the bottom of the barrel, like the little leftover bits you don't want.
The Danny Ashley guy. Yeah, just hurt, just clutching his chest.
In how you have seen and heard the reputation of the Lucardos and some of what you've read in these books, that is a lot of how the modern family is. That nobody, they have a lot of trouble, like, getting out of poverty. Just look at Cade's family. Like, that's... Okay. Pretty typical for the Lucardos, except for a few members.
Okay. I think Danny doesn't really see that. I think Danny kind of gets in a huff, and he's just like, we're going to the gym.
Okay. We're talking.
This library sucks. I look at the librarian who's just like, who passes right
the
behind
librarian
me at that exact moment.
And...
Yeah. No. You're doing a fantastic job. No, I made the contest. Oh, you're running away. D'Angelo, you did it again. You heartbreaker. but no one talks about my friend Cade like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's rested at the hostel still. And he's waiting for us to return, and he would... I'm so mad. Why are they talking poop about my friend? I'm mad. I'm huffy. I'm huffy. That's what I am. I'm huffy.
That's okay. It's okay, dude. It's okay.
Grr. Just flexes his arms. Grr.
Let's go get a badge, Danny.
Yeah, I need to take this out on somebody. It's gonna be Nora.
Yeah, you. Yes, Danny, use that anger.
I close the book very delicately. I put it back on the shelf in the correct spot. I go back to the front desk. And,
She's still in tears.
I'm gonna leave 100 poker dollars as a damn.
You don't tip the librarian.
And I'll be like, this
library. She's already taking the money. Like, thank you for your patronage.
The library was pristine. You are fantastic. I apologize for any rude behavior. I'm just very huffy right now.
Go huff somewhere else, you rapscallywag.
Can
do.
Yeah, you see, Danny just gets like this irked face. It's like, what? and then we're leaving already.
Okay. Do you text people that you're headed for the gym battle?
Yeah, why not?
Or how do you let people know?
Yeah, let me just message them, and I'll see if they say something. Wait, no, I don't have.
You don't have texts.
Yeah. Well, Danny doesn't know that. do you want to text them or should I? I'm not in the.
Yeah,
I
got it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, as long as you got it.
So yeah, does Danny just keep texting everyone and is always wondering, why does no one ever message me back?
Yeah. My messages are like gray and they have like a little exclamation point. So I don't know. I think it's the system.
It just means they're exciting.
Yeah, it just means they're real exciting. Like, Okay. Warning. Too much
Emily
fun.
And Adrian, I need you to do perception checks as you're asleep to see if you notice the texts from Lee.
Emily's on the phone real quick, but I can roll that. You said it was perception?
Yes, and her modifier is plus four. Oh, no, that's her Kub Fu. She's got a plus one, so I'll roll for her.
Well, if Emily's already on the phone, then that should be perfect. She should see the text right away.
Wow. All right, she got a natural 20.
I got a 6.
Yay!
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 You are maybe a little bit of a light sleeper, Cade, and you get the text from Lee saying that they're headed to the gym for the battle. Do you at all reply, or do you care?
What time is it?
Time for you to go to the gym. Is it?
Maybe
10 or 11? Because you had breakfast at the Skitty Cafe.
Which is like fine.
Like 11 a.m., I'd probably just like kind of like peek open my eye and be like, cool, we left. And then back to sleep.
You got a message saying that they left.
For the gym, question mark?
Stays asleep.
Danny's just expectantly waiting, just eyes beaming.
Just they might be there. They sound like a little busy right now. They might be coming by.
Okay.
Okay. You get to the gym. There's a pretty constant crowd. They like send out notices when there's challengers incoming. So you get there, let them know that you're going to challenge the gym, and then they let people have a chance to come and watch. So
yeah, Danny's still huffy. So he's like hunched over. He's like charging. He's like stomping harumph up to the gym. Yeah, harumph, harumph. But like still kind to the people. They're like, oh, welcome. He's like, oh, hi. Yeah. Like, thank you. Just
hi.
Ugh, hi.
So glad to have you at the gym today. Nora's just getting ready. The waiting area is back that way. Do you want any like sparkling water? Or maybe some fruit juice?
Actually, could you buy the two for me? I would love a
sparkling. Well, they do have some like pre-flavored ones. So, and I can't like, I'm not a, you know, a licensed bartender. So you can get whatever you want from the fridge and then mix it to your heart's desire.
Are they alcoholic?
No.
That you don't need to be a bartender.
I'm not like a food service person.
Then why are you offering?
I'm offering them because I'm not handling them.
Danny just glares at her. I'm good. I'm in a huff. I'm huffy. Come on, Grunkle.
I like this Danny. He knows what he wants.
You guys sit there for maybe 15 minutes as the crowd in the auditorium gets ready, and then you're called onto the battlefield. Now, the gym battle arena is, I believe I have the measured of 100 feet long by 50 wide. Some attacks may stipulate it has like a such and such range, but during official battles like this, there is no range. So you can attack from anywhere and pretty much get there, so don't have to worry about that. There are no items to be used during battle, no healing items, such like that. Because this is a test of your skills as a trainer and not your capacity to spam full restores.
Okay.
You guys get onto your half of the arena, and then Nora comes out, and she's waving to the crowd. There's maybe a couple hundred people here watching you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, she's already had a couple gym battles today, and thus far, she is undefeated. And she's smiling at you guys like, okay, this will be a 2-on-2 battle. I get 2 Pokemon, and each of you gets 1. And the first side to be without battling Pokemon is the winner.
Wait, hold on. Because we only get to choose 1 Pokemon?
Correct.
What the fuck? Danny, this is rigged!
I know. I've heard in other regions, you just use as many Pokemon as you want.
Yeah, usually I get to like have 3 or 6.
General rules of the anime, which I'm following, is you have equal amounts on each side.
General rules. I know Sergeant rules. This would have never happened.
What's an anime? Is he talking about like the real life Pokemon documentary?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. One Pokemon. One Pokemon. All right. Yeah.
One Pokemon. Just hold up one finger. One Pokemon.
And as gym leader, it's my prerogative to determine who goes first. You guys may have the first move. And she's going to send out her Pokemon. She sends out an Audino and a Drampa.
Half seed that. I just pointed Audino. Half seed that.
Danny, my little Pokedex, you sure are a master.
Danny's getting less huffy. Yeah. Just frog eye, just frog blink at you.
All right. Danny, what do we got?
The tried and true Meteor from Team Pocket takes the stage.
The fuck are you talking? Sorry, swear to her.
Jar.
Shit, I'm not really. Danny, you got any other Pokemon I could borrow? Mine aren't really good.
I thought you had that Scraggy.
I mean. Yeah, all right. I guess I know Scraggy.
I mean, Meowth is more than happy to go with
it. No, I get it.
Don't you also still own a Chimchar?
Yeah, monkey ain't doing
so well. What about your monkey? It's like decaying.
He's been sleeping for a while. I think he's hibernating.
Did you shake the ball? You gotta shake the ball every now and then. Just grab the Pokemon, just shake it.
All right. You guys get the first move.
All right. I think... Does Nora say anything? Anything pretentious?
No, she's already done her introduction. She's waiting for you.
Oh, I thought she'd be like, let the battle begin.
I mean, the referee probably says that, but...
Okay. I think Danny's going to channel all of his anger as he remembers last night and the smack about Lucardo's. And
she didn't say that. That was Leticia.
I'm gonna go ahead and just be like, Danny.
Yeah.
Listen, game plan.
Yeah.
Let's target one Pokemon.
Okay.
Take one out at a time.
Which one?
Probably.
If you want, you can do insight to see if you can see which one's stronger. Or this would be Poke handling.
Sure.
Okay. Can we both roll?
Yeah.
You said pokey handling?
Yes, please.
That's a 10. Dude, I'm swinging 10s left and right today. Let's go.
All right,
I got a 16.
16. You look at them. They both seem pretty strong. From what you know of Audinos, they're less DPS and more healers.
Yeah, focus
the
healers.
Real like
yeah, focus
damage dealer would be Drampa probably.
Okay. How close are they to each other?
They're side by side.
Okay. So like 5 feet, like
probably. No, okay. Maybe 10, 15. I'm trying to think like how the battlefield would be laid out.
Because because it's 50 long, right? Or is it 100 long?
100 wide or 100 wide, 50.
50 wide.
100 by 50.
Okay. All right. Support. We go for the support.
Yeah. Take him out.
All right, get the fat one.
Well, the trap was technically the fatter one.
Get the smaller, fatter one.
Small, fat one!
We look at the Audino. They look visibly hurt. The emotional damage first takes.
Do we need to roll for like initiative or anything, or we just go?
No, you guys are going first, and you can decide what order you want to do.
Oh, shit.
She has deferred to you.
I think Danny is gonna... Well, I know what Danny's gonna do. I think, emotionally, I'm wondering where he's at right now. Because I think he'd be slightly panicking, but I think he's trying to channel all the bad feelings that he has right now. Grunka, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna use a Sandstorm Vortex on that Audino.
Great. Let me do a low kick first. I'm gonna go run and try to knock it down with a low kick.
Okay, then roll attack. And I need to see how much Audino weighs.
An Audino would weigh anywhere it said from about I think it said 60 and up.
63 to 70.5.
Boom. I got a 10 again. Dude, I'm rolling 10s! Let's go!
your Scraggy runs over. It does, like, its low kick slide. And Audino just kind of steps out of the way.
Damn, this Audino's fast.
You piece of shit!
Jar.
Jar!
Alright, is that... Can Scraggy move back?
Yeah, sure.
It's used its movement. It's over there right now, so...
Okay. So that's all its movement?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... I'm going to position Minior in between the Drampa and Audino, and just, like, have... Try to keep, like, either of them on the cusp, but definitely just... more focused, just like on the edge, so I don't involve Scraggy in this.
I see what you're going for, bud, but it's okay.
Yeah. Minior, right. Go ahead and use a Sandstorm Vortex near away from Scraggy, but near Drampa and on top of Audino.
Okay. And you say you're putting it right on top of Audino?
Off to the side, but still involved in the actual vortex.
She's going to make a 10 plus dex, so 15. Oh, 17. Sick. So she saves. Is it half damage or?
No,
she's just not pushed away.
Just not pushed away.
Okay.
Even better.
And so she takes 1d6 of sand damage. 4.
That's my turn.
Drampa is going to... Well, actually, as a opening move, Audino is going to use Light Screen. That means that all ranged attacks against her and Drampa are halved. All damages are reduced by half. This does not stack, and it lasts for 5 turns. So I need to get a counter going. And Drampa is going to use Twister on Minior.
Okay. So
that's... 1d7, or not 1d7, plus 7, 18. Okay, so that's a d6 plus 4, and it takes 9 dragon-type damage, and that is her turn. You've got the vortex going, its Drampa's added its own little winds to it, and it might try something interesting next round. You two, go ahead.
I don't have any, like, support. Moves.
Just beat it up. Just beat it up.
I'm gonna have to beat it up again. Yeah, I'm just gonna go for another little kick on it, you know. Yep. Just gonna keep swinging.
I'm gonna wreck it.
60. Oh wow, you'll get
14.
That. Let me pull up her side again. AC 14. Excellent. That does hit.
Hooray! Yeah.
Hooray, Scraggy!
Yeah.
And with low kicks damage, that's 3d8, I believe.
Yeah.
12, but it's halved because of the light screen, so 6.
Nope, light screen only affects ranged attacks.
Never mind! I'm the best! Physical.
It'll affect Sandstorm and Matt.
Okay, I am going to use a bonus action to go ahead and do a critical hit on this Audino.
You can choose a critical hit?
Yeah. So as a bonus action, the attacking Pokemon attempts to hit a specific point on a target. The target area's AC is equal to the regular target's AC plus 5.
Oh, I see now, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll use a swift. I'll use a bonus action to critically hit. So I'll deal maximum damage on the attack's damage roll, then roll one more time and add that to the total.
Okay. Because it is swift, it automatically hits, but to get the crit, you still have to roll attack.
Yeah, if the attack meets the target's AC, it deals regular. So you gotta choose.
So sure. You'll add your dexterity to the attack. It'll still hit, but this will see if it meets the crit percentage.
Okay, so plus 5. 15, damn.
That does not hit the crit range, and you can only use that battle action one more time. So go ahead and roll swift damage, and then have it. Because of light screen.
6 plus... it's going to be 11 points of...
Ooh, wow.
10 points of damage.
Audino is in critical range. It is looking worse for wear.
Start your turn. Take some sand damage.
Sand's only at end of turn. Danny's only at end of turn. They can react.
Wait, is it at the end of turn or is it start?
No, at
the end of turn. Yeah.
So go it's ahead and
no, when they Matt when they start
roll
their turn,
by Matt roll a d6 for sand damage and then have it.
How much damage do I have to do to knock this thing out?
I'll tell you if you get it.
One.
Half of one.
That is
one.
Barely not enough because it had two HP.
Fuck.
Damn. Okay.
But on its turn, it is going to use Heal Pulse on itself. So a D10 plus six.
What?
And then Drampa, he's going to use, he'll also use Swift on Minior.
Okay.
So this is 3d6 plus 3, 11. So have it to 5 because of
type resistance.
Typing. Yeah.
Go. Cool.
She just wanted to get a little chip damage in. But you guys' turn. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, I don't know. I think Danny's low-key kind of freaking out. It's like seeing the shell on Minior kind of break through like all the sand that's like whipping around. Wait, Grunkle, maybe this was a bad idea, Grunkle.
No, Danny, we're doing great. It's no, okay, I got this. I'm going to try to have now, I'll do have Scraggy, since it attacked Minior, Scraggy's going to do a low kick, but try to wound the Drampa's neck.
Oh.
Okay.
So we will do low kick, bonus action, wound. Which is to meet their AC plus 5. If it misses, it just deals normal. But if it succeeds, it'll reduce their damage by 1d6 for the remainder of the battle.
Okay. I'm going to say this is going to be a high roll. Drampa has a decent AC.
But I'm awesome.
Facts.
And I believe in you.
I
facts,
don't.
Let's go.
That's a 1.
That 1! Let's go!
Scrabby trips and falls.
Now.
Scrapes its knee epic. Like Peter Griffin.
Pick up your pants, you bozo!
Scraggy!
I reach in my backpack, I throw him a belt.
A what?
A belt. A belt.
Alright.
Matt, have you taken your turn yet?
I have not.
Okay. No. Then go right ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna swift again. If the light screen, so if Audino goes down, does the light screen effect go away or does it still stay up?
Typically,
it stays up. I believe it stays up.
Okay. And that's not concentration.
Correct.
Let's see. I'll do a swift attack.
Alright.
Swift attack on this Audino. Another 3d6 plus 9. That is going to be 17 points of damage, so half is 8.
It is still in critical zone. Audino is going to use disarming voice on Scraggy.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
It is an automatic hit, because that's how disarming voice works. it is a 1d4 plus 1 times 4.
I'm going to intercept that.
Can I? I can't dodge it. It automatically hits.
You can roll to dodge. It is an automatic hit. So I should. I think
I could try to. I'll intercept first. For this.
If you can intercept, yeah. Or I can. Yeah.
I'll intercept first.
Okay. With what?
Swift.
Swift. Okay. 4 damage. So the swift is definitely going to do more.
Will it? Let's see. 23, yeah.
Okay, so reduce that by 3 and then have it and then kill Audino.
Word up. Yeah, so 12. No, 11. 11 points.
Yeah. You see Audino getting ready to unleash this quadruple times super effective move against Scraggy, and then Minior comes down like right over Scraggy, lets loose a flurry of stars that just rip through the energy of the attack, and Audino faints. And the crowd goes wild. Why? Why? That's so cool. Oh. Nora returns Audino She's like, great work so far. Let's have a little fun. And it's her turn again. She's going to use flamethrower on Minior.
Gruggle, that dragon's looking at Minior.
The rock candy!
Oh, it's trying to crystallize the rock, caramelize the rock candy coating.
And that's going to fail.
Man.
No more sands.
What'd you try to do?
Concentration. Oh, wait, was that the hit?
The 18's to hit, and then okay. The damage is 17.
Did you mean to say 1d104?
Yeah.
I did not, no. Okay.
Yeah, and you rolled really low on 104. Like, hang on,
something's up on this.
Crazy.
There we go. You take 10 damage. Okay, cool. Fire damage.
I think I still fail, because I had to get a 10.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So Sandstorm fades, and you only take 5 damage because of its resistance?
Yes. But Minior is at 11 HP.
Okay. And you see Minior floating there. It's shaking, and then it starts to crack open. And then the shell around it explodes outwards, revealing the shimmering red core underneath.
Oh, my God.
And it seems it's not falling or fainting anywhere, but it's a little ragged.
It's pissed.
And it's your guys' turn.
It's like my fear. It's like fury incarnate. It's too bright. I have to. You see, Danny goes into his backpack and pulls out the shades that Letitia bought him. Do I want to use these? Do I dare?
Your future's so bright.
And then he
put them on, Danny. You're gonna look sick.
you see, Danny just like with the approval of Grunkle, just puts on the glasses.
And I was wrong.
Roll for coolness?
Yeah. Roll for coolness? Do I add my charisma?
Sure.
With Minior? Is this my naive but perky going on here?
Sure. We'll add. Like, we'll see how cool you think you are.
Can I do a performance check then?
This is going... What did I say it was originally? Coolness?
Just coolness, yeah.
And then, yeah, just make it charisma.
Okay, so charisma?
Yeah.
Okay. Both are modifiers. That is plus 3. I want to look so cool right now. Come on, give it to me. Nat 20. Nat 20. Let's go.
Yes.
Your confidence is being reflected in how cool you think you are. And so people do think, oh, those shades are really cool on that kid. Wow, he's so cool.
Yeah, you see, like, the sandstorm has, like, ended. Like, Danny's clothes, his, like, camping outfit is, like, fluttering in, like, the dying wind. And, that gif is perfect. Okay, I'm gonna do a swift. Minior has an ability called Shields Down. So when their HP reaches half or under, the shell breaks, their AC is reduced by 4, but their modifier increases by 3. Their dex modifier increases by 3. So...
Okay. So go nuts.
And Drampa... is going to take the intercept action with its own swift.
Okay. So,
but
I'm gonna
intercept his intercept.
Oh, y'all.
No,
let's
we're not
go.
Stacking intercepts.
Okay.
What the fuck?
That was okay. A nightmare last session.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and use a bonus action to do the critical hit once more. Once again.
Who are you aiming for?
Drampa.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so 1d20 plus, that is going to be plus 8 now. So, what do I have to beat in terms of Drampa's
so
AC plus 5?
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. Come on, Minior. Me and you. Me and you, Minior.
Minior! Fuck!
15.
It does not hit the critical zone, so go ahead and roll your your d6s of damage.
Okay.
And then you'll reduce it and then have it.
3, 2, and 1. That's not 18.
Okay, and then you reduce it by the 12 that Drampa rolled on its intercept.
So down to 6, and then halved by 3. So you do 3 total.
I do 3 damage.
But
you
following
did your
right
first
behind
damage
your little
to Drampa.
Stars. is a Scraggy jumping in the air.
Let's go!
Kicking his goddamn neck off.
Yeah, finish him.
Spin kick, pinning him to the goddamn earth. D20 plus 5. Fucking 11.
I'm sorry. You know what? Because it was cool, you can have advantage.
Yippee!
Yo, let's go! Yeah, I think you just got, and I just put... Oh, my God. Your inner Danny's coming out now, of all times.
Grunkle's not a battler. He's really bad at it.
Danny is, but he just doesn't want to.
Yeah, and Grunkle wants to, but he's really bad at it.
Yeah.
So I will.
And that low kick is going to be devastating because Drampa weighs from 407 to 532.
Yeah.
So
I'm aiming for it.
That's going to be 6d8 damage.
When it hits, it'll hit.
Okay. But it is Drampa's turn again. It is going to use Twister on Minior.
Why are you just coming after me, buddy?
Because you're the damage dealer right now.
I'm the damage dealer. You're really obsessed with... Yeah, I'm the damage dealer.
Me! That's great. Me! Me! Whoa, not one! Get out the fuck out of here! Fuck out of here!
So Scraggy did hit it in the neck a little bit, and so that threw off its aim, but it didn't do any damage. And I believe with that, if my timing is correct, light screen has faded.
I just gesture my hand outwards, and I just go, Gruggle?
Yes, Daniel?
Would you like the final blow?
It would be my honor.
Kick him. Beat him up.
Going for it. Going for it. Once more. Please. Bah, bah, bah. Damn it.
Fuck, man.
Can't do it. I just hit him.
That still does not meet his AC.
Okay.
I figured.
Your garbage rules. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I mean, I don't blame you. I blame the dice roller.
5, 3, and 2, that's going to be 28 points of damage.
Okay, and it's going to, again, take the intercept action to reduce it.
Stop that.
Never!
Intercept it. Grunkle, intercept that. Oh, wait, you can't.
We're not stacking intercepts. that's reduced to 15. Still a very good hit. And its rebuttal is going to flamethrower at Scraggy.
My turn to intercept.
Okay. Does that hit for one thing? 19 does hit Scraggy's AC.
Yeah,
so
100%. 100%.
Then go ahead and roll your intercept damage, Matt, and we'll reduce it by that.
Yeah. 3 to 6.
I can take
crazy. 27.
Very nice. 12. It's reduced by 15, so it takes an additional 15. And it is in critical area. And it's your guys' turn.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Grunkle,
you gotta give it dirt.
Oh, no. Grunkle, no.
Just sitting over there, like, biting onto his shirt. Scraggy!
It just keeps, like, bouncing off of Drampa because it's so small.
Up. Do it!
All right, Matt, you can finish him off if you so desire.
I think Danny just looks at Grunkle and just goes, one badge. How many more?
I'm in it.
Seven.
How many more? Just puts down his sunglasses a little bit. 7, right? 8?
7.
Oh, okay. thank you, disembodied god. Arceus with me. I think Danny's just going to go ahead and like, Minior! Finish him off! Swift! That's 32 points.
And Nora's not going to contest it. She's very excited to see how well y'all did. even though Scraggy was just kind of there.
He was doing something. Power
of friendship. And Drampa is knocked out. And the crowd goes wild because this went more than three rounds. So they're very satisfied. And that, with your victory, is where we'll end the session. With that stellar finale, our heroes earned their first gym badge. Where will they head now to try and continue this momentum? Will Cade and Egbert reach Del Aro before Team Unity does? And will Joyjoy get something interesting to deliver to his next destination? Let's find out together next time, as the journey continues. Thank you for listening to the Tenote Pokemon Podcast, an actual play D&D adventure set in the world of Pokemon. Our cast this episode was Adrian as Egbert Humperdinck, Emily as Cade Licardo, Lamar as Joyjoy, Matt as Danny Zeppeli, Steven as Lee Gerard, and Tim as the Dungeon Master. If you liked this show, you might also enjoy Delve into the Dex, a Pokemon taxonomy, a look at how Nintendo designs Pokemon, and some of their very weird Pokedex entries, a link to which will be in the description. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found us worthy of a 5-star rating on your podcast app. Please share us with your friends and those who would enjoy listening to other people go on silly adventures. Thank you so much.